don't just launch your community. You have a plan. You know, you need to market it. You need to round up 200 people who say that they're willing to check it out. And you know what? You'll be lucky if 100 of them do, and if 50 of them come back, and if 20 of them contribute, and 10 of them turn out to be regular valuable contributors. So, you know, start with 100 before you start with 10,000. You need there's definitely a critical mass of participation, and you can grow a community. But if you've only got six people who are talking away at each other all day long, that isn't going to work. It could be as small as 20 people. You know, the difference between six people and 20 people is huge. If you can get 50 regulars, then your chances of getting 50,000 are much, much greater. A small number of people who are prolific and valuable contributors can produce enough for a large number of people. And I think that you need to have a continuing flow of new, interesting people. That anybody who's listening who has tried to join a virtual community that's been going on for a while knows that the people there who've gotten to know each other, they have their own kind of language, they have their own kind of norms. It feels a little bit difficult to break in. The people who are the old-timers need to really consciously be welcoming to newcomers. I think probably the most important thing after setting a good tone is inviting and keeping interesting people and continuing to do that. And of course, not everybody has to be the world's most fascinating person. As in many other things, 20% of the people make 80% of the conversation, and many, many people may not say anything at all. And many people may say something rarely, but what they have to contribute is useful and it adds up. So you need a mixture of people who are maybe a little bit more passive, don't contribute as much, people who are active contributors, and people who contribute every once in a while.